Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
So are you guys doing any painting in your house at all?
Isn't it too cold? Or
in your house?
Well, you know what? I think I am because, you know, the entryway hall, which is, I don't even know how it gets to look like it looks, but I thought I need to do that before Christmas.
I'm not.
Okay, because here's the deal. Pantone, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
They have announced the color of the year for 2026. Very exciting. This color is not. It's called Cloud Dancer. It's a serene white neutral. Okay. Boring. It's a sign of calm, creativity, and renewal. In other words, it's something you can paint your house, and anybody will buy it because you didn't paint anything crazy.
So it's white?
It's basically white. Global experts are analyzing the trends and the designs and the culture to come up with this color. They say it invites true relaxation and focus, allowing minds to wander and creativity to breathe in a noisy world.
Is white even a color?
It's like a beige.
Well, I'm looking at it. All the photographs that they published of it, it's a woman in a white suit or a person in a white suit standing in front of clouds.
Yeah, it's like she's doing a dance for rain or something. And it's a living calm. It's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Like, why don't they just put out something fun?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and to me, the world is that noisy right now because everybody's on their phones. it's not like it's a very noisy world.
Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting.
Cloud Dancer. Look it up. That's the new color of the year.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at it. That's definitely white.
I don't have one white house, not one white wall in my entire house. Absolutely. I would never paint a wall white.
No, I just do off white. I mean, mine are like beige and things like that. But I used to have this really bright green living room. It was a really cool green. And then I had like this purple mauve type of dining room. And everybody came over and was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. I like jewel tones. And I've had houses in the past where many of the walls have been jewel tones. And it's your house, whatever you want to do.
Well, I did finally repaint it, but it was fun while it lasted.
What's your story today, Kevin Wells?
So I don't have like a funny story today. I'm just going to stick with playing the hits today. We all know the name Nashawn Wright now, correct?
No.
Yeah.
He's the cornerback for the Bears that leads the league.
Oh,
he's got really
picks.
Long arms.
Yeah, and he's very tall, long arms. He's got a heck of a story to tell. So he was drafted 5 years ago by the Cowboys. He got traded to the Vikings after a couple years, barely played with the Cowboys. He spent the entire year last year trying to make the Vikings roster, never made the roster. Now, today, he's the NFC Defensive Player of the Month.
I love this.
Me too.
I mean, you want to talk about a story of perseverance, a story of just, I don't know, use any adjective you want. It's such an inspirational story, and it was kind of cool today. Kevin's up at Hallis Hall right now, and he sent over the audio of Wright talking about his defensive backs coach, and Al Harris, who is new to the Bears staff this year, but has been Wright's coach back in Dallas for several years when he got drafted. And he mentioned this little tidbit that made him never give up, essentially, on his career. And I thought this was awesome.
He literally came up to me and was just like, when you get your opportunity, like, just take advantage of it. And the other day we kind of talked about it. And it's just crazy to think about that we had that talk, what, 2-3 years ago, and now it's kind of happening. I got my opportunity, and I'm playing well.
Yeah, boy, is he ever. Where would the Bears be without this guy right now? They'd have a few less losses, or a few more losses, I can tell you that. He's played himself into the conversation of, do the Bears extend me? That's where the talk kind of sits now with Nashawn Wright, who was a third-round pick, kind of looking like he was going to be left out of the league and maybe leave the league after another year or so, and now he's played himself into what's likely going to be a, you know, 9-figure contract. So good for him, and his timing of this for the Bears could not have come at a better time. I mean, he's been kind of an anchor on that back end with all the injuries the Bears have had. So
how old is he?
He is 27.
Oh, good.
So my tip of the cap to Nashawn Wright. I thought that's a very cool story. Al Harris seems like a great guy. Hopefully he'll stay in Chicago for a long time, but he seems to be on his way to maybe getting a job elsewhere in the NFL with how well respected he is among defensive backs in the league. So again, cool story. Thought it was a fun little story of the day with him being named NFC Defensive Player of the Month.
And show him the money.
Yeah.
Inspirational. I love people who don't give up. Bob, what's your story?
I think we can all safely say that Pope Leo will be chosen Chicagoan of the Year.
Oh, do we have a Chicagoan of the Year contest?
I mean, he's got to be the betting favorite.
Yeah, I think news organizations do that. I think we can say that. But the other Pope Leo news, you remember the day that it was announced he would be the next pope? Remember his first words in Italian? This is what they were.
La pace sia con tutti voi.
That is, peace be with you all. And that is the name, actually, of his new book. Peace Be With You is his new book that'll be coming out next February. Harper One, the publisher, announced Peace Be With You, My Words to the Church and the World. That is the first book by Pope Leo. It'll be published in February. But it's mostly a collection of his public remarks. So it's not like he sat down and wrote a book of fresh stuff.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
Things.
But he didn't write any new content. It's just Pope content put on the page. But yeah, I think he'll be maybe a gathering of news organizations. We should all say I'm calling. He's Chicagoan of the Year.
Chicagoan of the Year. Yeah, what about Ben Johnson?
He's a close second.
Well, I think we should do our own list because I see the Tribune has a list. Chicago Magazine has a list. You're right. All these media organizations have a list. Chicago Magazine. Yeah, I mean, my gosh. That's it. We're doing our own Chicagoan of the Year list.
Well, I think we know who I'm putting at the top of it.
Yeah, but how deep should we go, Bob? Like, maybe, is it 10 or is it 20?
I'd say between 5 and 10.
And do we have to do categories like entertainment, politicians?
That sounds cool. Just Chicagoans.
Just Chicagoans.
I mean, the Pope hasn't lived here in a while. He could easily be the Peruvian of the year.
Right. Yeah. But if anybody's claimed him.
It's definitely us.
It's been this city. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And he in interviews has said he considers himself as much a citizen of Peru as he does Chicago, as he does the U.S.
I remember his brother talking about that he spent, most of his adult life in Peru. Yeah. So that makes sense.
I'm intrigued about what he thinks about his childhood home. Bert Odelson, the attorney for the village of Dalton, joined us the other day. They got a historical designation. I asked him what that means for the other homes in the neighborhood, because I don't know if you've ever lived in a house with a historical designation. You can't really change anything on the outside. And of course, that's perfect for the Pope's house. But what about the rest of the people who live in that neighborhood and what is eventually going to happen? Bert also indicated they'd like to see that happen and they'd love to find some funding to redo the church. Hmm. I think that church is pretty cool. He said the school lockers are still in there.
That's what's so cool to me.
Yeah.
They need to preserve that.
I think they need to preserve it too. So,
at least a row of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like part of them.
Yeah, I'm intrigued, and it'll be interesting to see what the diocese has to say, and one day what the Pope has to say. And we should put a bid on it right now. How many years before the Pope shows up in Chicago, Mary?
Oh,
I'm saying 6. I'm saying that he'll be here by 2031.
I was going to say within 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have said less than 5, but that's pretty much what Bob said. So I'll say in the next 3 years.
When do you think the rebuilding for the White Sox will be over?
Well, they need a new owner
maybe
first for that to come through.
Yeah.
I'll say in the next 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go bold.
Because
he can't show favoritism. He has to, he's probably going to have to visit another U.S. city first to be like, don't worry, I love all the cities the same kind of deal. When we all know, he loves Chicago. He's from here, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll watch and we'll wait. The news is next with Bob Kessler from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.